Good morning. Your son has called me, a little worried about you. When I see your empty restaurant and you sitting here looking dejected, I'm not surprised. What's happening?
He shouldn't have called. I don't know what got into him. I can handle it by myself.
I understand. But since I'm here, would you mind talking to me for a while?
I don't know. I don't feel like it at all.
I have an idea. The weather is beautiful, so why don't we take a walk and you can tell me something about you and your restaurant.
All right, then. There's no one here and the staff are holed up somewhere in the kitchen.
Fine. We could start with you. How did you get to run the restaurant?
It was my daughter's idea. My son didn't agree with it, but I was persuaded. My daughter promised to help, but later she moved to her father's and started studying medicine. On the one hand, I'm happy for her, but the problem is that now I'm the only one to take care of the business.
And you apparently don't like it.
I don't. You see, before we divorced, my husband and I had a hotel together. It was nice. I made sure the rooms were clean and took care of all the flowers and the whole ambiance. I talked to our guests, thought up leisure activities for them, and I enjoyed making use of my creativity.
You don't find running a restaurant to be a business that is creative enough?
The main thing is that I don't understand it at all. My ex-husband always took care of the business side of things. When we divorced, he paid me off and my children and I thought about what to do. My son wanted me to travel and take some rest, while my daughter thought I should do something so that I could forget all the stress related with the divorce. Well, they were both right. I can't be angry with them. But now it's become my problem.
Well, that's true. And you're the only one who can sort the problem out. Unfortunately, many entrepreneurs who don't know much about it think that opening a restaurant is very easy and that it's a money spinner. The opposite is true. You need to know the ropes, and it's hard work. Those who can't hack it should avoid the restaurant business.
I don't know what I was thinking when I decided to rent out this place. But it doesn't matter now anyway.
Do you have debts?
Not yet. But we're losing money and running out of savings, slowly but surely. I need to do something about it.
And what about me giving you a helping hand?
I still don't know. All right, I guess you've come a long way. And I would feel bad if you'd made a wasted journey. We're near my restaurant again. I must admit I felt a bit relieved after we talked during the walk.
Well, that's good. So, let's do something now.